Those of you that redfish know that it's very difficult to catch the right fish. And when you catch a couple fish that weigh 1584, you're pretty happy. And most generally, you'll win a tournament with that. And with me today is Jason Ketchings. He and his partner, Tim Young, just recently won an Oberto Boy redfish tournament. And you guys had those fish that you needed, didn't you, Jason?
We had some great fish. The great thing about it was I found these fish 9 days before the tournament started. And it just seemed to get better and better in this pond. From the first day to the third day was just like fishing in a little old tank, or fishing in a bucket. There were so many fish in there that it was just amazing.
Well, you know, you guys, as red fishermen, you know, the guys that go out there and fish for these guys, you know, there's certain techniques you have to use. And, of course, sight fishing is one of them, but you also blind cast for them as well.
What Tim and I do is we fish, one fishes, sight fishing, the other one is always blind casting, just trying to bump a school up and then the other person throw right into that school. So we're always fishing the maximum amount. One person's chunking and whining, the other person's looking close to the boat for one just floating on top of the grass or up on top of the water.
Well, you were fishing some fish that you could see, and you had a couple of bait selections. You might want to mention those if you would.
Yeah, I was using a Gold Johnson Sprite spoon, a half-ounce spoon tied with a loop knot with 50-pound fluorocarbon gamma line with 60-pound spotter wire ultracast. And then Tim was using a little Stanley wedge tail on a circle hook, rigged Texas style, to be able to sight fish because the area we was fishing in had a lot of grass, and so I would chunk and line, and if he would see one right there on top, he would cast to it, and that way we could capitalize on both types of fish that we had in the pond.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that circle hook. You know, when you look at that hook, it doesn't look like you can hook them up, but it really is a real good hook for that grass application.
Well, the circle hook, it's something that the Florida anglers have been using for a long time when they're dead sticking, when they throw a lure into a sand or a pothole in the grass. They wait there. They throw it out there, and it just is weightless, so it floats real nice. The current moves the lure around and looks live. A lot of people make the mistake of setting the hook with a circle hook. What you do is just wait for the fish to swim with it and then just pull back real easy, and the hook goes in the corner of the mouth. And it holds the fish on greatly. I mean, it doesn't hook them in the tongue, and that's one thing that we try not to do is hook a redfish in the tongue because that usually will cause us problems of keeping them alive during the day.
Well, you know, it's really a neat experience. The redfishing thing, is, as general rule, is a neat experience because you guys are really working in a slot. You're really trying, and this was in Texas, so your slot was a little bit bigger. You know, if you're over in the Florida Panhandle somewhere like that, you may have a 27-inch limit, but you guys had a 28-inch limit. And you're able to catch fish as close as you can to that, and that's usually what wins, right?
Right. What we're doing is, in Texas, we have a 20 to 28-inch slot, and we were trying to catch fish in the upper slot. You know, we want 27, 27 and a half, or 27 and three-quarter-inch fish, and that's with a pinched tail, with their nose up on the board and pinching their tail to get the maximum length. And we've all known, you know, the upper slot fish are what you're looking for. And in Texas, if you catch a 27 and three-quarter-inch fish, most likely they're going to weigh 7.5 to 8.5 pounds, depending on what area of Texas you're fishing in.
Well, let's talk about how they fight. You know, everybody talks about bass fishing. You know, we have to do that a lot around here, but
right.
I'm telling you, that redfish is an animal, isn't he?
It's unbelievable. I tell you this. I tell my customers all the time, because I'm a full-time fishing guy, I tell them all the time that if you can't get excited over redfishing, sight casting a redfish 10 feet away, and then just watch him blow up on your lure, because it's all visual, you don't need to be fishing anymore. It's absolutely insane. On the TV show, on ESPN, of our show, on the final day, you're going to see myself, who fishes every day, 250 days a year, 33 years old. I'm so nervous and shaking trying to tie on a new spoon, because it's just the adrenaline's running. You're seeing a fish that's waking just, you know, 20 feet away. He sees the bait. He's pushing a big old wake just coming to chomp your lure. It's just amazing. I promise you, you tie an 8-pound redfish onto an 8-pound bass, that redfish is going to drag that bass around all day long.
No doubt about it. And you know, I guess I want to go back to something. You were talking about technique, and you guys use a lot of leaders. You do a lot of things with braided line and those kind of things. But you talked about a loop knot, and you might explain that to maybe some people that don't know what that is and tell you what the advantage is of using a loop knot.
Well, the reason we use a loop knot is I don't have to use a swivel on a spoon, because we want our spoon to not spin. We want it to just wobble. So I like using just a loop knot, because the swivel is just another thing that could possibly break our split ring. It catches more grass. I like the loop knot because it lets my lure just be natural in the water. And if I take if you ever go to a swimming pool, and that's what I tell people a lot of times, go to a swimming pool, learn how the action of your lure works. If you take a jig head, quarter ounce Bass Assassin jig head, put it on a soft plastic, tie a loop knot on there, and watch how your lure, when you bounce it, just flutters back and forth. It looks like an injured bait fish. Then tie it on directly, and the action is totally opposite. There's not very much action on it because the lure can't float around and do what it wants to naturally with the current.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what this Victory does. I mean, you guys are fishing a lot right now. It's a busy time of year for you. And talk about, you know, what this Victory does for you and how it helps you in your fishing.
Well, the Victory, you know, last year we finished fourth place for Team of the Year in the O'Boyle Burger Redfish Cup. We had a great year. We won one tournament, Redfish Nation tournament, and then we did well in all the other tournaments. This year, you know, we struggled a little bit, just the way things happen. You know, everybody thinks, well, you do your homework and all that, but you do your homework on pre-fishing and all of that, and then it comes down to being lucky. Catching the right fish, not having any break off or anything like that, that's a big deal. It's just making every opportunity possible happen for you. And then, you know, the win is great because we missed the championship by 7 places this year because of one bad tournament, but we're still in the All-Stars, which is like the Elite Series on the bass side. We finished 5th place 2 weeks ago in the mid-season bass in Gulf Shores, Alabama, after running 170 miles each way to Louisiana for 2 days in a row. It's just great because it gives your sponsors what they're looking for. It gives you the confidence to keep doing it and knowing that sooner or later, if you put your time, homework in, and then Mother Nature is just kind to you, that win is possible. It's the greatest feeling in the world to know that you've beaten some of the best red fishermen in the world on that day, because everything comes together. It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I was nervous as could be. I mean, you can see the pictures on redfishcup.com where I'm sitting in the boat with my hat over my head, because I knew there's two teams that had a good chance of catching 15 to 16 pounds, and I was nervous the whole day long.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and redfish in particular, the tournament fishing in redfish is just going gangbusters. I mean, it's speeding up. You know, there's a lot of heroes being made now in red fishing, and you guys have been doing it for a long time. You're a guide. You get a redfish all the time, but having these tournaments and having the national exposure has got to be pretty cool for you.
It's great in the fact that it's growing our sport. You know, we still got a long ways to go before it's even close to bass fishing and how big bass fishing is, but everything has to start somewhere. And with the national exposure that ESPN has given us, that, you know, the media is seeing, because you can catch redfish all the way up into the Carolinas. We have an all-star event coming up there in Moorhead City, North Carolina. And I tell you what, you know, I got in Louisiana a lot, down in Venice, which is the fishing capital of the world. But Moorhead City, North Carolina is an amazing red fishery up there. It's just absolutely amazing. But our sport is growing by leaps and bounds every day. And, you know, we're looking at 5 years out before I think you can truly, truly make a living fishing tournaments on the Redfish Cup circuit. You know, right now, yeah, it's a good bonus, but there's just not enough big corporate dollars into it. You know, I know they had a tournament a couple weeks ago. You get $500,000 for a bass tournament win. You know, we're looking at $70,000. So we're still a little bit out right now, but it's growing. I mean, in 5 years, red fishing has taken off unbelievably. So I'm looking in the next 5 years to be able to make a sole living just fishing redfish tournaments.
Well, Jason, congratulations to you and Tim on a great victory, and I appreciate you being with us here on Inshore Fan Radio.
Now, we appreciate everything y'all do for us. We try to do as many interviews and things like that as we possibly can to promote our sport and make it grow and get people involved. If you've never been red fishing, you need to go red fishing and ask the person you're going with, to go sight fishing. Go sight fishing, see what these big bad boys are about, because once you do it, you'll be hooked forever.
Well, that's about the best commercial you could have. Thanks again for being with us, and I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Inshore Fan Radio.